Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. I can't believe it's already Thursday. We're looking forward to this weekend. We're in week number two this Sunday of called Glorious Day, and it really is just an invitation. It's this idea, it's a mindset, it's a choice, it's something we enter into to say we want to celebrate Easter. And one of the ways that we do that is by preparing our heads and our hearts, our lives for that. And so this will be week two. If you missed last week, it was an incredible Sunday. Catch the replay on our website. But we've got something really special in store for this Sunday. Every Sunday is unique, and this one's going to be very, very special. So I want to invite you to be part of it. Well, there's a phrase that I've heard a lot over the years. It's called slow your roll. It's this idea that we've all been on a roll at times where we're just getting things done. We're just knocking it out. And if we're not careful, we'll get ahead of ourselves. If we're not careful, we'll get sucked into this vortex of always producing, always doing, always staying busy. So let me ask you this question. Are you always in a hurry? Is your to-do list just growing and growing and growing? Has anybody ever told you you just need to slow down? Do you feel guilty when you slow down? Do you feel guilty when you relax? Do you have to get sick in order for you to take time off? If you do any of those things, chances are you need to slow your roll. You need to slow down. You need to chill out. See, the pace of the world that we live in pushes us to keep going and going and going. We've got stuff going on all the time, morning, noon, and night, during the night. We've got notifications popping up, all this stuff around us. Many people I've found even work on their day off. Most of us do it. And those that go to church service often head home afterwards just to dive back into work. Even some people I find multitasking while they're at church working on stuff, whether it's housework, schoolwork, career work, whatever kind of work, it's still work. Trying to do all the stuff that they didn't accomplish during the regular week, it just keeps blowing up and spilling into every area of their life. And then on top of that, some people think that God only smiles at them when they're doing more stuff, working, praying, and doing spiritual stuff. And what I found is we just end up exhausted. We end up maxed out. We end up with no margin and with no sense of who we truly are outside of work. And I want to say that God never intended it to be that way. That's not the way of the Good Shepherd. See, God in his goodness created rest. When you think about it, he's the one that created it. Why? Because he considers it an important part of work. A loving shepherd makes sure that his sheep get enough rest so that they stay healthy. And if you won't lie down, God will make you lie down. Sometimes the only way that God can get you to look up is to lay you flat on your back. He will do that. Why? Because he cares about your physical, emotional, and spiritual health. All three, not just spiritual, not just emotional, not just physical, but all of them. So I think it's so unique in Psalm 23 and verse 2 when it says, "He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters." One of the things I want you to think about today is that giving God your best actually requires that you slow down and rest, that you slow your roll. So let me ask you a question. Is there something you need to say no to today? Is there something you need to plan for this weekend? Some rejuvenation, some time off, some self-care? Man, God wants you to give him your best. And I'm telling you, it does require rest. Well, I hope you have a great rest of your Thursday today. Jump over to the website, sugarhilleaster.com. Start spreading the word. One of the best things that you could do to help people experience Easter is to invite them to join you and to be part of what God's doing here at Sugar Hill Church. And if you're not in the Sugar Hill area, find a Bible preaching church near you and dive in and be part of it. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.